Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sick Boys, A Dark Bully, R.H. Romance, Spine Ridge University, by Clarissa Wilde, dives into the murky depths of a twisted romance set against the backdrop of collegiate elitism and dark secrets. The story unfolds within the walls of Spine Ridge University, where wealth, power, and privilege reign supreme, forming a fertile ground for dangerous liaisons and ruthless bullying. Through the eyes of the protagonist, readers are introduced to an elite world where love intertwines with vengeance, and the line between right and wrong blurs. Wilde's narrative is a gripping exploration of the dynamics of power, the complexities of human emotions, and the stark realities of a society that thrives on domination and submission. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Anatomy of Bully Romance, Sick Boys, A Dark Bully. R.H. Romance expertly encapsulates key elements that define the bully romance genre: power dynamics, revenge, redemption, and a love that emerges from conflict. This novel intricately explores the psychological facets of bullying amidst the settings of elite academia. Through the interactions between the protagonists and their tormentors, readers are thrust into a visceral understanding of the allure and the danger that comes with these tumultuous relationships. The author adeptly navigates the thin line between aggression and attraction, delving into the complexities of a relationship built on a foundation of mutual destruction and intense need, ultimately asking the question of whether love can truly conquer all, even at its most twisted. Secondly, elite academia and its shadows. Within the halls of Spine Ridge University, the novel lays bare the dark underbelly of elite academic institutions. It highlights the toxic mix of ambition, competition, and entitlement that often goes unchecked in such environments. By setting the story in this specific milieu, Clarissa Wilde brings to the forefront issues like elitism, privilege, and the often overlooked impact of socioeconomic disparities on student dynamics and mental health. The university serves not just as a backdrop, but as a character in its own right, embodying the systemic injustices that fuel the character's actions and decisions. This setting becomes a potent symbol for examining the societal breeding grounds for bullying and the perverse camaraderie it can foster among those who wield power unjustly. Thirdly, power dynamics and manipulation. A critical theme in Sick Boys is the exploration of power dynamics within interpersonal relationships and the broader social structures of the university. The novel delves deep into how power can be wielded, manipulated, and contested, often highlighting the unequal power relations between characters. This examination is not limited to physical or social power, but extends to emotional and psychological manipulation. Through its characters, the story scrutinizes the impact of such dynamics on individual identities and relationships, revealing how those in positions of power often exploit vulnerabilities to maintain their status, while those on the receiving end may find unconventional and dangerous paths to reclaim their autonomy. Fourthly, themes of revenge and redemption. Central to Sick Boys are the intertwining themes of revenge and redemption, which drive the plot and character development. The desire for revenge is depicted as both a destructive force and a cathartic journey, prompting characters to confront their darkest impulses and past traumas. Conversely, redemption is portrayed as a difficult, sometimes elusive path that characters must navigate to find peace and self-forgiveness. These themes are explored with nuance, demonstrating how the quest for revenge can lead to cycles of violence, while the pursuit of redemption requires genuine introspection and transformation, ultimately highlighting the potential for personal growth and healing, even in the most damaged individuals. Lastly, the complexity of human emotions. Clarissa Wilde does not shy away from plumbing the depths of human emotions in Sick Boys. The novel presents a raw and unfiltered look into the hearts and minds of its characters, showcasing the complexity and often contradictory nature of feelings. Love, hate, fear, and desire coexist and intertwine, driving the characters into situations that test their limits and reveal their true selves. Through this exploration, the story underscores the unpredictability of emotions, the chaos they can cause, and their power to both destroy and heal. This focus on emotional complexity serves as a reminder of the inherent messiness of human relationships and the difficult pathway to understanding and acceptance, both of oneself and others. In conclusion, Sick Boys, A Dark Bully. R.H. Romance, Spine Ridge University, by Clarissa Wilde is a compelling read for those intrigued by the darker themes of power, revenge, and emotional turmoil within the framework of romance. The novel's deep dive into the psyche of its characters and the situations they navigate makes it a noteworthy addition to the bully romance genre. It's particularly suited for readers who appreciate complex characters, morally ambiguous situations, and narratives that challenge conventional notions of love and relationships. Furthermore, the book holds valuable insights on the impact of societal structures on individual behavior, making it a thoughtful exploration of the human condition. Ultimately, Sick Boys is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the redemptive power of love, making it a profound read for anyone interested in the transformative potential of human emotions. If you would like to support Clarissa Wilde, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.